Welcome back to the Writer Chick Podcast with your host, Kay Nicole. It's definitely been a minute. Yeah, because the last episode I think I did was with my my partner, so I'm here to grace your ears again, but now it's just me. So I decided, why not do something a little different and just do a little Q&A. I did an old Q&A like maybe 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago, don't quote me, but like 2 years ago on my YouTube channel. So I was like, fuck it, why not just do another one, but on my podcast. So some people sent in some questions, so I'm just gonna pick some at random and then we're gonna get to talking. So, but before we get into that, you know where I'm at. Okay, I'm on Apple, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Google, I'm on Stitcher, YouTube, clearly. You probably are watching me on YouTube right now. And I forgot what else. I don't know. But anyway, I'm everywhere. Oh, I'm also on Audible. So, give me a listen. And if you really could you leave a review or even just a fucking star rating, something, because this is going to help me out, okay? This is the job I need y'all to do. And if you just don't want to do that for whatever reason, can you at least share about it on social media? That's all I ask. Okay. Okay. Can we do that? Period. All right. So we're just going to get into it. I'm not even going to sit here and go through my usual spiel that I used to go through because I really don't remember at this point. And half the stuff is outdated. So I ain't even going to bother. We're just going to get into it. So, let's start with some. Also, if you see me looking to the side, don't worry. I'm reading questions off of my notes. So let's see. We're gonna start off with something easy. Have you ever gotten reader's block? Yes. I cannot even tell you the amount of times I've gotten reader's block. Okay, it's been quite a bit. So yeah, see, the problem for me is that I'm a mood reader, so if I'm not in the mood to read something, then I might go switch to something else, and then sometimes I just get reader's block. Like, I go through stints where, like, I could read for, like, fucking 3 months on end, and then I can go through a period where I don't read for 6 months, so it really just depends, especially on my schedule, too, so, depends on the day. All right, another easy question, favorite nail color? My nails are done, actually, but this is weird because I'm such a, like, a color, oh, my bun is so lopsided, this is getting on my nerve, okay, I'm sorry, but anyway, I'm kind of weird, like, anybody who knows me in real life knows I'm, like, really into color, like, I love color, clearly I'm wearing orange right now and every fucking thing, but for some reason on my nail, I cannot stand it, so I always have to go for pink, nude, or, like, light purples or something like that, or maybe even black, but other than that, I can't do it. That shit's annoying. Okay, we're gonna do a writing related. Let's see. Ooh, how's Hold Me As I Land going? Are there any updates? So, no. Sorry to disappoint, but there isn't really been many updates because I really haven't looked at it in, like, months. However, I did finally open the document as of yesterday, so now that my schedule kind of opened up a little bit, I got some time. So I'm going to probably try to get through some edits throughout the summer, barring any complications. So that's a major update. I don't really have a plan on when I'm going to release it because my original goal was to release it August of this year. But then life happened and now it's just kind of like, all right, bro, we just gonna finish it when we can finish it. Because if you didn't already know, which I kind of touched on this in my last episode, but if you didn't know, I just graduated, yay. So that was a big thing. Then I turned 22 in May, so that was another thing. And then I just came back from a cruise. We went to the Bahamas. That was also a thing. So I didn't really leave much time to do that. On top of that, I'm also working and doing other stuff and trying to find another job. Yeah, it's not cutting it, but anyway, that's not what we're here for. So yeah, that's really the reason why I haven't done as much. Also, I just got into my master's program, which I'm supposed to be starting in the fall. So, yeah, you see why I haven't really had much time to do it. But I do plan on picking it back up and hopefully pushing more content about it on my page, since I've been kind of MIA for a while. But this now leads me into the next question, is tell us more about your master's program. So let me spit some fact. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, so the master's program I'm going into is for professional writing, which I'm really excited about. And it's so funny because everybody who knew me or knows me or knew me and then stopped talking to me or whatever the hell, they know I always said, I'll never go to a master's program. I'm not going back to school. Fuck school. Da, 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 da. I was that guy. So everybody was like, oh, okay, she ain't gonna do that, until this was like maybe the beginning of the semester, and I was taking a screenwriting class for my last like little block of time before I graduated, right? So I was taking a screenwriting class, and my professor had a like a seminar presentation conference thing, and it was about women in screenwriting, specifically women of color, right? Because nobody really talks about women of color in screenwriting, let alone recognizes women in the screenwriting industry. So that's why it intrigued me. So I said to myself, you know what, fuck it. Because any other time, I usually don't go to those type of things. I don't really care to go to those type of things. But for some reason, something in my spirit was saying, girl, just go. It's a little bit out of your day. Who cares, right? So I was like, cool, my schedule aligned with it. I'm like, man, why not? It's like 2 hours out of my day. I'll probably learn something new. And funny enough, there was a girl in there, and she was talking about how she was a part of the MAPW program at my school, and she was talking about how great it was and how much benefit she got from it, and just all these like positive things. So I stopped and went like, maybe I should try that. I'm curious, right? Because my biggest thing was, I don't know how to pay for this shit, okay? I'm a broke bitch. I'm broke. So I was like, I don't know if I can pay for this shit. But, you know, the more I looked at the math and looked at like certain opportunities you could do in order to compensate for having to pay for school, I realized, you know what? What's really stopping me here? Why fucking not? So I applied. I stressed the fuck out for like 2 months straight. And then I got accepted around, I think, April. It was either like, no, yeah, I got accepted around like late April. So, yay, I'm going to go do my thing, learn more about the craft of writing, which I'm really, really excited about. And then on top of that, what I'm trying to do is get into a teaching assistant position, because the way they have it at in that program is that if you do the teaching assistant position, you then can work towards becoming a professor of the university, which is what I want to do. So hopefully it works out for me. Fingers crossed. Okay, so yeah. All right, so there's that, in case you guys are curious. All right, next question. Let's see. Ooh, smut or sensual romance? Both. I like both. I like me a little action. Like that, and you know, a little buy you flowers, buy you dinner type love, you know. I like both, so I don't really have a preference. I enjoy both collectively. I like writing both, okay? So you know, you gotta have some variety up in here. All right. Ooh, this is a fun question. This is a fun one. So what's it like dating another author? Because if you guys didn't watch my last episode, the guy I'm dating, he's an author. So, he's an author. So, it's very interesting. Let me tell you this. It's new for me because I've never actually dated anybody who wrote like that, let alone actually wrote books and stuff. But I have to say it's really rewarding, because now I can just be like, hey, I just call him and be like, hey, can you read this passage for me? Or, hey, I'm having a hard time with a character. Or, hey, I'm having a hard time with this. Or, hey, bro, I'm really struggling today with this shit. And you know what? It's different because he gets it, because he's gone through it. It's because I've had people in the past where, like, they understood and they would listen to me rant, but they never really understood. Like, they never would really get it. But him, if I talk to him about that, he can not only understand, but then he actually can provide really valuable feedback that I didn't always get from other people. So that's where it's really, really awesome. And we do try to push each other to write and keep it pushing, even though, like, we got other stuff going on, but we do try to make each other complete what we need to complete, you know? So I would say that's what it's like dating another author out of everything. And we both really kind of inspire each other to do different things. Like, I'd be inspiring him to write poetry and stuff, even though he's more of a fantasy writer, right? And then he inspires me to want to write more of that, even though I'm more like a contemporary romancy type of writer, you know what I mean? Like, so. And then another thing is, like, it opens the door to a lot of collabs, which we have a lot of things in the works, by the way. Because I know me and him are trying to collaborate on a couple stories. We just haven't really had time to, like, sit and really do it, but we have, like, two ideas in the works that we want to collaborate and write something on, and then we might be doing another project. So stay tuned for that. More details to come. I'm not going to say anything in the moment because it's still kind of in the fledgling stage, but trust and believe, we got something planned for y'all, so it'll be fun. Especially if you like the last episode. Yeah, you're gonna enjoy it. Okay, so do you want all standalone books or would you be open to writing a series? So, funny thing about this. I used to always say that I was just gonna be like a one standalone novel type of person, and predominantly that's been the case. However, with Homies Island, I actually do plan on making this a series. Not a long series. It's really gonna be maybe three books max, with one of them, the third book, it's gonna be like a side plot story. So it's not gonna even be the main plot. But anyway, that's what I actually have planned out for that particular idea I'm working on. Now, for everything else, they're mostly standalones. I'm more of a standalone novel writer, but I am open to series and I do want to actually do more series. So, Homies Island is that bridge to trying to start doing that, because that would be a first for me. That's really new. Like, I have never in life attempted that shit. So, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, so, fingers crossed. All right. Okay. Ooh, this is exciting. Okay. Would you do a reaction video or videos to Wattpad stories? Yes. Actually, I've been dying. I have been dying to do one. Like, dying. So, to my beautiful and amazing supporters, if y'all want to send me, you can DM me on Instagram. By the way, it's at K the Writer. It's KAE the Writer. So go follow me. I'll even put it up here or somewhere up here, up this motherfucker. So y'all can follow me. If you want to DM me some crazy ass Wattpad stories for me to react to, go ahead. I would be more than happy to do that. That sounds entertaining to me. Okay, because you know I'm ripping a new one. I rip my own stuff apart. So, what you think? Yes, I would totally do that. That is a great question. Ooh. Oh, I like this one. Okay. The biggest challenge of restarting your business. So, if you guys didn't already know, which I've talked about before, but I have a lot of episodes, so you might have missed it, or if you're a new person, you might have missed it. But, fun fact, I actually used to own a candle business, what, maybe like 2, 3 years ago, right? I started it during Corona. Can you say Corona now? I don't know. Well, I started during the pandemic, okay? That's when I started it. And, you know, I figured, why not do candles? I like candles. My mom bought me a whole little candle making kit. I was kind of like, okay, this seems like something I'd be into doing. So I decided, screw it. Why not make it into a real life business? And in that business, I would do funny sayings on the candles. I would do different scents all the time. And at first it was fun. At first I liked it. At first it was a really great experience. And then I got to school. And you know, when I went to school, I had to leave here. So I went to school and kind of got busy, kind of slowly lost my drive for it, and I realized, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. So I shut the business down maybe, how long was it ago? Maybe like a year ago? It was a couple months to a year ago. So I had shut everything down. I dismantled the Instagram page. I dismantled the website. I am slowly getting rid of supply. Like, I basically said, fuck this, right? But I didn't necessarily want to give up doing a business. You get what I mean? But I just knew that candles wasn't the one. So I decided to focus more on what I like, which is writing, right? And educating and editing and helping people. So Fontaine Publications was born. And Fontaine Publications is actually a family name. So Fontaine's actually my mom's maiden name, and then Publications, clearly, because we're writing books. It was actually an idea that my mom had come up with, like, years prior, and she wanted to make it, like, a whole family, like, event. So, like, everybody kind of, like, had a whole publishing house together, right? So we would publish books through them. We would have graphic design services, cover design services, all types of stuff, right? That was her idea back then, but no one wanted to do it. So I ended up saying, yo, Ma, is it cool if I borrow this idea and just use the name and do basically what we were going to do anyway, except it's really me doing it. And she's like, I don't care. So guess what? I built the website. I built the social media page. I did all everything again. And now here we are with Fontaine Publications. So I haven't been able to put as much energy into it because of other things going on, but I'm slowly trying to push it. So if you want to go follow me on Instagram, you totally can. So enjoy yourself. But I would say that the biggest challenge of restarting was trying to rebuild my brand, basically, because I had already established something. So now I was having to have to go back from scratch. Like, I literally had to start from scratch. So it was really hard to try to garner attention and really hard to get more clients or get people to really say, okay, I trust you, I'll fuck with you, you know? And it's still hard, but I'm slowly getting it out there. So that's always a plus. You know what I mean? And actually, speaking of this, we're going to go ahead and interrupt this episode for an ad from our sponsors. And you want to know who the sponsor is? Me. So, hey there, fellow book lovers. Are you an aspiring author eager to share your stories with the world? Well, have I got something special for you today. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Fontaine Publications, the ultimate destination for all your writing and editing needs. So girl, or guy, or non-binary, I don't judge. But picture this. You've poured your heart and soul into a manuscript, but you're feeling overwhelmed by the daunting task of turning it into a published masterpiece. That's where Fontaine Publications steps in. They're your dedicated partners on the journey to becoming a successful author. Fontaine Publications offers a wide range of services tailored to meet your unique needs. Need help with the nitty-gritty grammar, spelling, and sentence structure? Their expert editors will comb through your manuscript, ensuring it shines with professional precision. But it doesn't stop there. Fontaine Publications goes the extra mile by providing comprehensive feedback and suggestions for improving your story's plot, pacing, character development, and more. With their keen editorial eyes and industry expertise, they'll guide you towards crafting a narrative that captivates readers and keeps them turning those pages. But that's not all. Fontaine Publications also provides a comprehensive guide, ebooks, and resources to make your author journey as smooth as possible. So if you're ready to take your writing to the next level, look no further than Fontaine Publications. Head over to the website at fontainepublications.com and explore their services. And here's a special treat. Our podcast listeners can use the promo code WORDSMITH10 to receive a 10% discount on their first order. So, now, let's get back to our regularly scheduled program. So, yeah, guys, hit me up. I'm trying to make some money. But, yeah, nah, for real, though, y'all should really hit me up. And I'm serious about the discount. Y'all get a 10% discount for any service. So, because what I provide is consultation calls, so we can chit-chat with your story or whatever. I only do Tuesdays and Wednesdays just because of how my schedule is right now. So, if you get in where you fit in. I will edit your screenplay, I will edit your novel, I'll edit your poetry book. I'm slowly also going to include editing blog posts, writing blog posts, graphic design content, cover design, formatting. Like, I'm going to eventually offer way more services. It's just right now I'm trying to, you know, manage my time accordingly. So those are what I had to offer in this moment, but please be mindful that I will be offering more in the future. I'm also Also, guys, I'm releasing an ebook this Saturday, June 10th. So, if you want to stay up to date on all that, check my Instagram out or go on my website. But it's an ebook that goes over marketing for authors and how to market effectively and build an online presence. So, if that's something that you really need to learn more about, buy my ebook. It's $9. Girl, it's $9.99. That's a deal. And guess what? Not only that, you get a free template for a marketing template that you can customize to your liking. And you get a discount code if you buy the ebook. So I'm just saying. It's a win-win. For $9? Girl, I'm just saying. So go ahead and slide over, you know. Slide on through. But anyway, okay, I don't want to keep selling to y'all. That's annoying. So I'm going to move on. But I had to just plug my business. Okay, you know, I'm trying to get some. Times is hard, girl. Guy, non-binary. Times is hard. $10 inflation up the ass. I can't even afford gas. Child, I don't even qualify for motherfucking SNAP, bro. Because I try to apply for that shit. Yesterday, right? Because I'm a college student, bitch. I'm broke. The fuck? I'm broke. So I'm a college student, okay? I can't afford this on my little baby-ass salary I'm making. But anyway, I can't afford groceries. I'm okay with admitting that. I can't afford no motherfucking groceries right now because you see the state the world in. I try to apply for that shit. Child, they say you don't qualify. I'm like, how the fuck do I not? Child. America's ghetto, okay? I just want to reiterate, America's fucking ghetto. So, anyway. So, help your girl out, please. Please. Shit. Even if you just want to buy the ebook or whatever. Or even if you just don't have the money. Just at least share my stuff, okay? Just share my stuff. I'll take that, too. I'll take it all. I don't care. So, moving on. Okay. Ooh, next question. What's the worst popular book you've read? The worst popular book I've read. The only one, it's weird because I'm pretty sure there are more, but I can't think of them. The only one that, oh, wait. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, now I have two. I might have mentioned them in the past. I'm pretty sure I did, but I'm going to mention them again. I just pretend like it's new. I don't know if these two are really counted as popular, but they're popular to me, okay, because it was all over book talk and shit at one point. The Other Black Girl and Disappearing Acts by Terry McMillan. Can't stand those books. I am sorry. I don't want to shit on people's art at all, and I'm sure that some people enjoyed it. It just didn't resonate with me, unfortunately. I just wasn't a big fan of either of them. Okay, so next question, your current reads. So my current reads are Practice Girl, I forgot the author, I'll insert a picture or something, and I also have been reading a bunch of other books as well. The last book I just finished was Many Lives, Many Masters by Brian Weiss. That book was actually interesting. Now, I'm not going to hold you. I would have liked to either, one, have, like, a website to the recording to use for... Okay, so basically the book is about how he did a study on this patient he had and did, like, a past life regression on her and everything. And apparently he said he recorded it, but I'd love to actually hear the recordings. I just think it would be really, really cool. But essentially it's about... her reliving all her past lives and receiving information from higher sources and everything. And I was reading some of the reviews and some people were like, this isn't scientifically proven and blah blah blah. I'm like, I understand if you're one of those people who needs like actual like scientific proof, I guess I get it. But a lot of the things that were said in the book are a lot of the things that a lot of NDE survivors also say. So it's like, there's got to be some truth. And not everybody's just going to say the same thing. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm willing to actually do a more in-depth episode about that. Because I feel like there's a lot to really talk about. And that book really made me, not that I haven't always been interested in past life regressions or like NDEs or anything like that, which if you don't know what NDEs are, they're near death experiences. Not that I've never not been interested in it, but I feel like I'm more interested now, especially after finishing that book. So I'd love to actually expand more on that, because I do believe in reincarnation. I do believe in past lives, and I do believe in that there are higher powers around us and spirits, guides, and those type of, I believe in that. Now, if you don't, cool. That's fine. We're all entitled to our opinion. This is a safe space for everybody. But that's just my personal viewpoint when it comes to religion, I guess, if you really had to put a box in it. So I'd be really down to talk more about that. So if you guys would like me to talk more about that, let me know, because I'm totally down. But yeah, that was one book I finished. Then it was a romance book I think I read, and a couple other ones. I'm actually gonna write a blog post up with all the current reads I've completed in the last like maybe 3 months, since like January, because I made a reading goal for myself. I said I was gonna finish 12 books in a year. Right now I'm on 8. I know, yay me. So I'm gonna probably just do the ones I've already read, and then you guys can read those like short reviews if you'd like. I may go more in depth in those, so if you want to hear more of my thoughts. But I will make like a more in-depth like episode like another day. So that's something to think about if you guys are interested. Okay. How many projects do you have in the works right now? I currently have 4. Because I have a screenplay that I started for class, but I need to finish it. I have HMail, obviously. And then I have 2 little fledgling story ideas that I've been fucking with for the last couple months. So it's a solid 4. But that's just not counting like business books or things like that, or other projects. So, but I would say if you're solely focused on like just writing projects, then I have like 4 in the queue as of right now. So yeah, that's kind of fun. Damn, we're already almost 30 minutes in. That's crazy. I feel like y'all are bored with me, but maybe not. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. Who knows? Okay. Oh, well, this is an interesting. Mind you, we just got done talking about reincarnation, but fuck it. Do you fear death? It's weird because I do, but I don't. Let me explain. Okay, so I do, for the sake that I can't imagine not being here, like physically, like the idea of not being here doesn't make sense to me. Like not seeing the world through my own eyes doesn't make sense to me. You know, like my brain can't really wrap my head around it. And I think that's just like a human thing. But I would say on a more spiritual kind of, not even enlightened, I feel like that's not the right word, but on somebody who's into spirituality and things like that, I don't, because I know that death really isn't the end to anything, because we're all energy. Energy never really dies, and this is just a shell. Like, it's really nothing else. And if you really do believe in reincarnation, you believe that we've had past lives, then we always do come back. So it's like, we're not really dead. It's just a full circle moment. It's just a part of the process, you know what I mean? So when you think about it like that, it makes it hard to want to fear death, because it's just kind of like, yeah, it's the end, because that's what society put out, but it's not really an ending, because we're not really dying, you know what I mean? So I don't know. So yes and no, I guess, would be my best answer. All right, let's see. Take any cool vacations recently? Yes, which I already just said. I took a vacation. I went on a cruise, and I stopped in the Bahamas, so that was interesting. Now the Bahamas was nice exposure. Because, you know, if you didn't already know, HMail is actually set in a, is it islander? I don't know if that's the right term, but it's set on an island. It's in Jamaica. I know Bahamas and Jamaica are kind of 2 different places, but I feel like they give off the same energy. So it was nice to kind of get an experience and kind of see how people live and whatever. Now, I wish that we didn't predominantly stay in the touristy spots. I mean, I know why, so it's not a big deal, but it's still, like, I really wish we could have got the more authentic experience and the more authentic, like, glimpse into their culture. I just feel like that type of culture is just really cool to enrich, to learn about, and I just would have liked to really be in that experience, you know? I really would like to be immersed in that world. That didn't happen, but I still got a bit of a taste of it, so that was something. But I know if I ever decide to go back, I would really like to be more in the like heart of the Bahamas, you know. So, but obviously you gotta be careful because people be crazy around here. So yeah, that's something I do. That's something I did do recently. So yeah. And I know I have another trip coming up soon. I'm not going to say to where until after the fact. But yeah, I got another trip coming up soon. So that's kind of fun. Trying to do some fun shit. Ooh, okay. If you could tell your younger writing self anything, what would it be? I would probably tell her. I don't know what I would tell her. Probably tell her don't stop. Even when you get discouraged, even when you think nobody cares and nobody's reading and nobody listens, don't stop. Because there's that one person who sees you. Like, I think I mentioned this story on my very first episode about going to my first poetry slam and what I learned and all that crazy shit. But I'll never forget, the host of that poetry slam, which I'm pissed because I haven't been able to go for like a solid year. So that's why I'm excited, because now I get to go back this coming fall, so, because it's all the way up in Kennesaw, so I'm so excited. I miss my peoples, and it looks like it's been popping off like a motherfucker lately, and I've been missing it, and I'm so upset. But anyway, that's not the point here. So I'll never forget, the host of that told me once, you know, you're one of my favorite writers, and I look forward to everything you come up with. And I was like, really? I was like, but you're better than me. I was like, how about your favorite? But that actually, if anything, every time I get discouraged, every time I think my writing's shit, I just remember that moment and I go, well, somebody gave a fuck. I touched somebody's heart. So if I could do that with one person, I could keep doing it forever. You know what I mean? So it's like, it gives me a little boost of energy. So that's the thing I would probably say to her, is that don't ever give up and that people see you. Okay? Even when you think they don't see you, they see you. So don't give up, because you never know what it's going to lead to in the long run. All right, so what were the best experiences and events that happened to you in the last 12 months? Meeting my mans. getting to my master's. Like, hands down. I would even say, although, I'm not even going to get into it on here because it's more personal, but I would say graduation, but it's a bit sour, so I'm not really sure how I feel about it quite yet. But I'm not too sure how I feel about it. But I guess if you had to really say a milestone, that would be one of them, I guess. That's a pretty cool thing to accomplish. Probably starting my business. Oh, man. I don't even know what else. That's kind of sad. probably start my YouTube channel, things like that, I guess, would probably be the best things that's happened to me that I can consciously remember. So, yeah. Alrighty. Ooh. What places do you still want to travel to? Okay, because as you all know, I have traveled before, and I'm kind of sick of it. But there are still places I want to go. I want to go to Louisiana. I know that's crazy, but I want to go to New Orleans, like, really, really bad, because as everybody knows, I love Princess and the Frog, and I want to get the experience. And I just, there's just something really cool about that place, to me at least. So I want to go at least once just to say I did it. I also would love to go back to Paris one day. I would love to go to London and maybe Tokyo, but I don't really know how I feel about it. I'm not really sure. But I would like to go. I'd like to go back to the Bahamas and Jamaica just to get the experience. I'd like to go to Hawaii. After that, I don't really give a fuck. to be honest, I don't really care after that point. But those are the few that I can think of off the top of my head that I would be totally down to go to. So, yeah. How are you doing, really? Now, that's a loaded question. Hanging in there. hanging in there, bro. I'm just hanging in there. We take it one day at a time. That's the best thing I could say without giving too much away, because I still have to maintain a level of privacy. And there's just certain things that y'all don't need to be knowing online. I'm sorry. Like, y'all need to be knowing certain shit. So, if you know, you know. But, like, we just been surviving, homie. Like, we just surviving. Let's see. How to deal with outgrowing people. That's something I'm still trying to figure out. But, I'm sorry, if you, because you're probably listening to this via audio. My damn jacket just fell on the floor. But anyway, I don't know. Because the last few months, I've been outgrowing a lot of friend groups, I've noticed. I've been outgrowing a lot of them, okay? Because I had, what, two... Well, I had one, like, friend group I've been cool with for a long time. And then I had one that I, like, kind of just made semi-recently. And both of those, I kind of either kind of stopped talking to them or outgrew them. Or it was just so much shit going on internally that I just was like, fuck you. Get away from me, right? I don't know. There was this one thing I heard. I was watching this YouTuber, and she was saying that it's okay to lose people because that just means they weren't in alignment with who you are now, and that's fine, because that's life. And I was like, that makes me feel a little bit better. They weren't bad people, and not even necessarily bad friends, and I can take some ownership, too, because I wasn't always honest about how I felt about certain things, either. Like, I would just kind of hold it in and be resentful and then get mad at you for not understanding, you know, if that makes any logical sense. But at the same time, I think the reason why I didn't want to try is because either one, I knew, like, I don't really care, or two, it was more like I kind of outgrew you anyway, so me trying to be around you or be there is kind of a waste of my time, because to me it was almost like I would be stepping backwards, because I'm trying to be a better version of me, because I do not care for the version that I've been or continue to be. So I don't want to keep doing that, and if certain people are going to bring the other parts of me out that I don't like, then I don't want to be around you, you know what I mean? So, or if they bring out certain things that are triggering, I don't want to be around you, you know? Or if I see that you don't really want to fuck with me, or you don't really want to deal with me, or whatever, I'm not going to really try either. So, it is a catch-22 with it. But outgrowing people and outgrowing friends or relationships or whatever, it's tough, but it's life. And sometimes you have to understand that the universe or God or whoever you want to, I don't know, put a name to, they move people out of your life for a reason. People are here for a reason, season, lifetime. So people will be moved out, moved in, moved to the side, back and forth a few times to benefit you and your growth, you know, at the end of the day. So that's what I try to remember when I get sad about it, or I'd be like, I don't have friends, I'm sad. You know, when I get like that, I have to remember, you know, either you made certain choices, so you can't get mad at the choices you made, and you can't get mad at the fact that you chose to not fuck with them, or understand people go outgrow you, or you outgrow them. So, kind of catch-22. That's how I really think about it. Alright, so how has writing changed for you over the years? I would say that writing has changed for me a lot, because I find it fun still, but it's kind of more like a job and less of a fun thing. I would say it's more fun when you're, like, drafting for the first time or things like that. That kind of remind me why I like it until I start getting it in my head, and then it's like a downward spiral, and it's like, damn. So it's just changed shape. I mean, I still love it, but it's just changed shape over the years. It's not as freeing as it used to be, if that makes any sense. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and pick one last question. Or should I do two? I'm not sure. One or two. I'll do two. I'll be nice. Okay, let's see. What's your biggest inspiration for writing? Probably TV, music, and films. TV, music, films, and books. But all of those really kind of help. Or just being out in the world helps too. Like, sometimes I'll just randomly write down people, what people look like, or write down random phrases I hear, or random buildings. Like, I know there's this one time I was driving to work, and I have to drive past, like, this lake, right? And there's this pink, there's like this Pepto-Bismol pink house. And it's so stupid. But I was like, yo, that would be a great ass setting. So I wrote it down. And then there was another time I was driving somewhere. I saw a sunflower mailbox. I said, that's fire. So I wrote it down. You know, it's like stupid stuff like that will just inspire ideas. So, yeah. All right. So last question. What is one piece of advice that you live by? There are a few. There are a few. I'm going to just do my three highlights, though, because these are the three that popped in my head first. Oh, and 9 times out of 10, these three are also in my podcast episode about the 21 things I've learned in 21 years. So if you want to go check that episode out, you totally should. But I would say change is the only constant. Love is a trick word. And never judge a tree by the fruit it bears, but by the fruit it talks about. So, there's your little nugget of wisdom today. You're welcome. I'm glad I could be of service. I will have to now end this episode here. So, I know. Tears. We're all sad. It's okay. You can throw the tomatoes at me. But, you probably are bored of me talking at this point. It's okay. I'm bored of me talking. So, not sure when I'm gonna do another one. But, I would try to be... Yes. I was going to say half-ass consistent. I'll try my damnedest to be somewhat consistent. No guarantee. But I'll try. So, yeah. It was nice talking to you guys. So stay healthy, stay safe, and stay gorgeous. And I'll chit-chat with y'all later. Bye.